Hello, Ashley.
Hi, Gary. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for doing this interview. Me and the rest of the world were totally confused about this. Maybe you'll be able to shed some light. This trial has captivated the world, as you well know, but what's it all about? Isn't it one issue? Defamation?
That's the issue. That's it. And it's all about money.
Yeah.
Right? So, defamation, it's a civil lawsuit. Johnny Depp sued Amber Heard. She then sued him. And this civil lawsuit is all about defamation. Three elements to that. Number one, they're each saying the other one lied about them, that lie hurt their career, their reputation, their earnings. That's element number two. And three, because they're public figures, they have to show that it had actual malice. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to money.
In my view, it comes down to they lose the money, attorneys win the money. Is that how it really works?
Gary, I'm going to suggest that you are right in this sense. These attorneys are making a lot of money. They are paid by the hour for their time representing each of these clients. So certainly, it's like any trial. Regardless of the outcome in a civil case, the attorneys get paid. And there may not be a winner in terms of either of the individuals getting a penny.
They both end up losing because in the court of a public opinion, it's crazy. Let me interject and see if you can respond to this. To me, America wants to try people in public opinion. They don't almost care what the courts say. Am I right on that?
Gary, I agree with you. I think it's true. And I've followed social media very closely throughout the course of this trial. Today's date 22 of testimony. And I agree. I don't think they really care about sometimes what does happen in court or what the outcome is. And let me add to that, if you were to believe social media and court of public opinion, I think that you could argue that by virtue of this trial, Johnny Depp's career has been reinstated, is going to be just fine after this trial. And again, if you believe court of public opinion, that Amber Heard will not be, and people do not think that she will have an opportunity to excel in movies moving forward.
So the bottom line is, though, we're going to come to a conclusion very soon. When does this all end?
Well, closing arguments are expected this week, probably on Friday, and then the jury deliberates. Now, before they deliberate, they will hear jury instructions. That's when the court says this is what the law requires, and you have to find the facts as you find them and apply them to the law to come up with, number one, was there defamation by either party? And number two, if so, what are the amount of damages? Then a jury can deliberate for as long or short as they need to.
All right, here's the big question for me. Can they really keep the jurors from seeing what's going on, all the noise across the world about this trial?
That's a great question. A lot of people have that question. So listen, with any jury, the jury has judges' instructions. They're not sequestered. So that means they go home at night.
Oh.
So it's a little bit of an honor system, right? The judge every day says, you may not read anything about this case. You may not access it on social media. Don't go to your Twitter account, because if you do, it's going to pop up potentially. You may not speak to anyone in your family, in your home, about this case, period. And it is believed that is what jurors will do. Now, here's the good news, and I've seen it time and time again. If a juror violates that and tells another juror, for instance, oh yeah, I couldn't help it, I turned on court TV last night, guess what? Typically, the other juror lets somebody know, and the judge will then excuse the juror who did violate the court rules. All of those safeguards mean that, in general, I believe in our jury system, I trust in our jury system, and generally, jurors do it right.
Wow. Well, I appreciate that answer. Well, let me ask this question. How many books are going to come out about this, from attorneys, from jurors, from Amber, and from Johnny Depp's camp?
Right. And to your point, they all can do that. You know, after the verdict, sometimes there's a period of time imposed by the court that they can't talk about it. But generally, you're right. They can talk about it. They can be paid to interview about it. They can write books. And I think in this case, the attention worldwide, that you are right, we're going to see some of that.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ashley, for giving some insight into this. Like everybody else, the world is awaiting what is going to happen. And I still feel at the end of the day, it's going to come back nothing, much ado about nothing, and a lot of lost dollars.
Yep, you may be right. You may be right. And certainly we'll be bringing you that verdict live on Court TV, and we'll see what the jury decides.
Ashley, thank you so much. A pleasure. And thank you, Court TV, for all of this coverage. It's just amazing.
You're welcome. Thank you, Gary, for having me today.